All right. So, hey, guys, this isn't Tracy. This is actually her best friend, Girdley. And because me and that crazy girl have been through like 10 years of adventures, I thought I'd hit y'all with a disclaimer of sorts. First and lastly, do know that whatever the hell Tracy shares in this podcast comes from her very own treasure chest of magic, logic, and good intentions. She's definitely not a therapist alternative, but she does believe it's inhumane to withhold what feels like gangsta insight. My girl's not for everyone, but she just might be for you. She's beauty and the
Beast. Hi, babes. Tis I, Tracy G, and you're listening to another episode of the She's Beauty and the Beast podcast, where my goal as your partner in shine is to explore all forms of emotional empowerment. I love me some dichotomies. I love bare bone honesty. I love a little fuck shit with my girls, you know what I mean? So I try my best to bring that to life in audio form. And it also just brings me a personal sense of productivity and catharsis. So let's continue, shall we? We shall. Also, if you haven't already realized, shawty, I ain't your damn life coach. Just a life cheerleader who's always down to share life stuff and question life stuff. And I really like it when there's a cocktail involved, don't you? Make sure you're following me on Instagram plus Twitter at itstracyg, itstracyg, and say hi. And on my site, shesbeautyandthebeast.com, that's where you will be introduced to these inner voice hacks I call audio vision boards. Now, this is my remix on affirmations, so they include a vibey-ass soundtrack, mostly provided by my girl Glam, who is an amazing artist and producer. Plus, they are voiced by me to reflect back to us who we truly are. And spoiler alert, we truly are fucking excellence. Yeah. Check that bad boy out on shesbeautyandthebeast.com. And while you're there, hit the free shit button for some goodies. Yeah. So to end off this long ass intro, basically, if you could invite both Rihanna and the Dalai Lama to dinner at your crib, babe, this podcast is for you. Special note. If you are related to me in any way, but I ain't talking spiritually related, I'm talking blood, you might just want to skip this episode. Yeah. Hi. I love thee. Have you missed my voice? All right. So you click this episode, you already kind of know what we're about to get into, but I'm going to first provide more context in the form of a brief abbreviated version of my sexual history. My ideas of sexual liberation. My ideas of sexual liberation have taken a number of detours over the years. All right. Hold my hand here. Once upon a time, I believed my virginity was the sexiest forbidden treasure the world had never enjoyed. And I absolutely loved the juxtaposition of this bad girl shell stuffed with untouched purity. And so I vowed to strut that shit down the wedding aisle. Then I fell in love at 17. And as a show of appreciation to that boyfriend of mine, I gifted him my goods. Then one day, the thought of leaving this world with only a single digit body count, it made me feel greener than a spring blade of grass. And at the time, green was not my favorite color, so I had to switch it up. That relationship at some point had a break, had an end. And so I guess over the time span of like a year or something like that, I hunted down 3 trusting male friends to experiment body parts with. Oh, you didn't do the same? Well, let me tell you my side of the world, girl. Anyway, so that was happening. Then I was over sex. I was over faux intimacy. And I just gave my thighs a stern talking. Then a girlfriend entered my life. And no, not a Sunday brunch, he did what with who type girlfriend. No, like a I'm performing oral sex on you after this last mimosa girlfriend. Real deal girlfriend. Eventually, that relationship, unfortunately, for the worst, snowballed into abuse. I'll probably do an episode about that in the future. But the love felt worth keeping the relationship for, if only, I guess, for the sake of trolling bigots all around us. Eventually, I left her. got with some other people, had great. Hallelujah. And what the fuck type sex. Never bothered me really though, because at least I was gaining practice and research, and all this time masturbation scared the hell out of me. I couldn't wrap my finger around it. See what I did there? Then some years later, masturbation enlightened the hell out of me. Later on, celibacy became my bestie for like a year and change before sex reentered my life in its most glorious form yet. Shout out to my love, CJB. And you guys know about this. If you don't, get up on it. No Sex Zone Part 1, Part 2. Listen to those episodes and maybe bring your ass back. Anyway, so as you can hear in this abridged form, there's been a lot of inconsistencies in my adult sex life until it struck me the other day that there has actually been one major constant. I am 3 years happily divorced from Pornhub.com, and damn, it feels good. Here's why. Well, actually, I'm just constantly interrupting myself, and it's like there's 10 people here when no, it's just myself, me, myself, and I, always in constant competition for the mic. Anyways, first let me say, in case you don't know, but you probably damn sure do, Pornhub.com is a premier digital cornucopia for pornography, darling. It is a site that I started frequenting often after a depressing breakup. I was such a damn advocate for Pornhub.com that I even gave my username out on air on Sweet in the Morning. And our listeners would send me recommendations on what to watch, which in hindsight is actually kind of sweet, something like that. Now, I have no beef with the porn world at all. I have interviewed porn stars who are ridiculously lovely, like Skin Diamond or Asa Akira. But as I have delved deeper into my spirituality, what has become one of my sort of prompts for self-awareness is questioning anything that's done in excess. Because excess is the opposite of balance. And that right there usually comes with unpleasant side effects. Now, everything I am saying, everything I'm about to say varies from individual to individual, of course. But your girl, she heard an internal calling to get off of Pornhub.com, and I listened, all right? So yeah, I am 3 years happily divorced from Pornhub. I fucking love it. And here's why I had to peace out. Numero uno. Repetition is the mother of learning. You guys have heard me say this time and time again. And actually, I'm gonna add on to that. Repetition is the mother of learning, which makes it also the mother of manifestation. So I felt like my porn habit was manifesting too much lust in my life. because to me, the key method for manifestation is constantly experiencing the energy in which you want to manifest. Right? Because everything is birthed as energy first and tangibility second. So like I said, when I initially really got into the XXX world, I basically needed to get over a breakup as soon as possible. So I was just pouring up too many glasses, tall glasses of porn, not realizing that all of that lustful energy was bringing all the fuckboys to my yard. And I was dealing with a different kind of milkshake. Anyways, and though I didn't go super ham and cheese during my so-called hoe phase, I just think porn played a part in desensitizing me to sex. And looking back on it, it was just too much lust for me personally. Let me just make this note right here. What determines your hoe phase is in the eyes of the beholder, or I guess I should say the vagina of the beholder. Because think about a buffet. For someone, one plate is like, all right, yo, I'm good. For someone else, 10 plates is like, yeah, woo, I'm chilling right now. So just don't ever ask me what is a strong and weak body count. So going back to me and porn, nah, bruh, I don't need all that energy. I'm already bisexual. I'm already a Scorpio. I'm already a Black woman who has been over-sexualized by society for too damn long. I don't need no more fucking sexual energy, son. I'm chilling. I'm all the way chilling. And I really started to think, if I ain't trying to be a porn star, why am I pretty much studying like a woman who's trying to get a PhD in the arts of porn? That's not where my glow up is. That's not where the bag is at for me. That ain't a muse for my work. So why is it getting much of my time? Yeah. And then number two, I felt like I was growing a dependency on it, which also goes back to the whole excess thing, but it does swerve us into a different lane. Allow me to explain. There were definitely times when I would run home, okay, grab a glass of wine and just fast forward to my favorite scene. I was completely doing Pornhub and chill, fam. If I was stressed, and in a lot of ways, I feel like if you're stressed, masturbation is an excellent go-to. There's dopamine, there's endorphins, there's serotonin. You know, you get the feel-good vibes and the natural drugs all up in you. But I want to be able to do that without a Wi-Fi connection, you know, in the real world and not always in the fantasy world. And I've learned that there's so many modes to ecstasy. There's so many modes to pleasure. Pleasure is not necessarily synonymous with sex, you know, like we can get joy outside of hardcore coming. And that willingness to explore, to me, gives life its true flavor, which brings me to number three. I feel like when I was with someone in bed, I was always meditating on some my favorite video at the moment to get me to the finish line, which I don't think is necessarily bad all the time. I definitely don't think that. But to be hella frank, that was the only way at the time I could get off. And I wasn't completely fulfilled by another human's touch. It was like being in an amusement park where every ride was just basic. So now that I no longer watch porn, I've noticed that I can stay completely focused and satisfied on the one person I am with. And so my visualization game is bananas now without a steroid called porn. And I feel like my mind is clear. My spirit is clear. I'm not out here thinking that sex is the most important facets of my life. So there you have it. Just a little quickie for that ass. I hope this episode was useful to you, or at least interesting, at least edutaining. I honestly feel like I learned so much more about my genuine self when I decided to take on this lifelong porn detox. And so I wanted to share the benefits. And if you liked this episode, definitely do me a favor, put a friend up on it. Also, it would be so damn awesome if on iTunes you rated and left a review. If you're listening on iTunes right now, then if you click the icon, if you click my Abby, the She's Beauty and the Beast logo, then I believe it will take you directly there. And if you want to speak to me directly or check out more of my world, Twitter, Instagram, that right there is the holy matrimony for finding me, especially Instagram. That's where you want to go, at It's Tracy G, ITSTRACYG for both. And of course, go to shesbeautyandthebeast.com. All right. So till next time, guys. Keep the soul lit and carpe slam.